Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad to be with you. We're in 1 Timothy, and we've been involved in our reading chapter 3 that deals with the importance of leadership, the two offices of leadership, elder with its dual dynamic of ruling elders who shepherd the flock and teaching elders focused upon the ministry of the word. And it gives the importance of the office, it gives the profile of the qualifications of those who are called to the office with 15 character qualifications, 2 competency qualifications. And then it moves to deacons, and their qualifications are similar, but a little bit different. And then we ended up by noticing a promise, and I just want to go back there, and that's where we're going to spend our time today. Interestingly, the Apostle Peter says that shepherds, that is the elders of the church, he calls them to shepherd the flock of God, not under compulsion, not for sordid gain, but freely, not under compulsion, for the well-being of the flock, and particularly not only to mentor them through teaching, but also to set an example. And then he gives a wonderful reminder that when elders arrive into glory, they will see the great shepherd, and the great shepherd will affirm their work, and they will receive that particular crown that is due to them for their labors in terms of leadership within our Lord's church. Well, the same thing is true for deacons, and it's here that the reward for deacons is identified in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and it says this to deacons, "For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus." It was really interesting that the Apostle Paul, when he speaks of deacons, has a very special place for them in his heart because, well, first of all, when deacons do their job well, that frees up the elders of the church to do their job well. Remember, the first diaconate was erected in Acts chapter 6 to look over the administration of the church, the stewardship of the church, the resources of the church, and to lead the church in its mercy ministry. And they were to do so underneath the oversight of the elders, but to free the elders up so they would not neglect the ministry of prayer and the word, that is the spiritual oversight of shepherding, teaching, and preaching, and discipling, and mentoring throughout the flock. And so, therefore, deacons are very special to elders who do their work, and dare I say, as a minister of the word, a teaching elder, they're very special to me as well. I'm so grateful for them. Paul gives an encouragement to deacons as he says to them that they are to be honored. They obtain for themselves, when they do their diaconal ministry well, they gain a good standing for themselves within the church. And it also ministers to their confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Now, why would a deacon get good standing? Well, it's easy to honor the elder and the preacher, but a lot of people don't see what the deacons do in the administration and the stewardship and the resources and all the things that they do specifically in their confidential dynamics of leading the church in mercy ministry, first within the household of faith and then into the community. So Paul wants to take great pains to affirm their high standing and this significant calling of a deacon. And then he wants to tell them, I want to encourage you, because the more you minister in the place where you are serving, it's an office of servanthood, then you not only reflect Christ, but Christ will strengthen your faith as you see what he is doing in you and through you, to the body of Christ, to the local church, and beyond into the kingdom of God, that your faith will be strengthened. Thank God for the leaders in the church. Remember, they're under the assault of Satan, so pray for them. They should first be tested and discipled and then put into the office, and then we are to obey them and encourage them in their ministry, honor them with the great standing that they have in servant leadership, and also rejoice in the great blessings they receive in their own strengthening in the faith. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.